Say.
That money can't save you, bitch. Them cars can't save you, bitch. Your pimp just playing you, bitch. Like, you're thug, you rich. You can tell it was rich for bitches. Who did niggas always
win? Go throw this drink in the fridge. I'll be right back. Okay. Well, now what's next out here, you know? Like, that's kind of the... I've got like multiple old PCs in here that I need to like gut. I should go get like a SATA to USB, or actually in some cases these machines are old enough that I might need IDE. And then gut these machines and throw them out, I guess. I don't even know what to do. I'm gonna roll the garbage cans around front. That's my next play. Okay, it's locked. I've got to go around. Very annoying. Very annoying. Very annoying. Ooh, cool lizard. Lizard. Lizard.
On to have a concussion and all.
Hey, buddy. Hey, bud. What you doing over there? You going on a bike ride? Bike ride, bud? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Chilling. All right. Chili muffs, bud. Chili muffs. He ran off. Fucker ran away. All right, well. Oh, right. I was going to do something with the garbage cans. I got distracted. You understand. I'm bummed. It must have just not reconnected to chat. I need to look at it on my other phone. Yeah, garbage day. Not a hard thing, just annoying. Okay. All right, what do we got? There's not a lot of... It's definitely some garbage here that I would love to get rid of, but our garbage cans are so full that I can't fit anything else in there. I need to break down this bassinet and throw it the F away. Okay, let's move this bag over here. At least we can shuffle the bags around. And then I've got a nice place to set my drink. Okay, what's in this bag? This is a bag full of bags, right? Yeah, that feels like a duffel bag full of duffel bags. Many of which have logos of video games on them. Okay. Let's pull this out. Are there any more boxes we can unearth and at least put in a staging area to be moved next? That is not a safe place to put that. Okay, shit. Over here. Over here. Set that on top of all these duffel bags. Genius. So this is our box full of controllers. Okay. That's an awkward corner. Okay, what do we got here? An Elite controller, still new in box. Retrobit Sega Saturn controller. Vector RGB gaming mouse. You know, I never know if you're gonna need another mouse. That's actually a nice find. This is appears to be a sealed Steam controller. I don't know where that came from. An Oculus Rift is in here. A Gears of War 5 Xbox One controller. Vertical stand for an Xbox One X. Oh, here's my Stadia controller. I need to bring this in and convert it before the deadline hits, I guess, huh? And then throw it away, because it's a terrible controller. Some PS4 controllers. PS1 dual analog, not a dual shock. PS1 controller, no analog. A few
PS2 controllers. Ori Fighting Commander.
The N64 controller that came with the Japanese version of Mario Kart 64. I'm going to bring in a PS2 controller so I can test it out with my mister, because I bought this stuff for that. PS4 controller with the weird back paddle attachment thing they sold. Remember that silly thing? Hey, my Switch Pro controller. I should bring this in case I ever need to stream Nintendo Switch games, which I will grant you is rare. But every time I try to do it, it's always a hassle.
Saturn controllers into a PC.
This is, what is this? Oh, it's my Amazon Luna controller. Good. Good. It's good that I have this. This controller feels abysmal. It's heavy. I'll give it that. Okay. That's a new inbox Elite. I guess this is an Elite Series 1 controller? I forgot I had that. That's a weird box of controllers. Unfortunately, none of the controllers I'm actually looking for, which is frustrating. Because I'm looking for my Jogcon, and I'm looking for my Ninjacon. And I thought they were in this blue box that I was like, that's where all my old controllers are. And then I opened it up, and in there is like two DJ Hero controllers and a bunch of other garbage. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If that's there, then where the hell did everything go? The answer is I probably packed it with the PlayStation 1 hardware, which maybe is in the storage locker now, or maybe isn't. I don't know. It's a damn mystery. All right, what else can we do over here? Oh, God. Okay, that box is massive. It ain't going nowhere. I think that huge box is full of books. I can't even remember. There's another box of Neo Geo games there that I would like to get at and move. Even if I'm not going to take those to the storage locker, I would like them to be somewhere other than where they are right now. But the easiest way for me to do that is to get at them from the other side, maybe? Oh, jeez. This is becoming a disaster. And by becoming, I mean it's been a disaster for, let's say, several years.
realistically, can I snatch that box and one hand lift it over these other boxes without killing myself? Probably not. No, that's way too heavy. Way too heavy. Okay, well, I could gently push it this way. In a way that'll make it easier for me to grab from the other side. So let's do that.
Now we will work our way back around here. Hello. Okay. Okay, we gotta move some of this stuff to get this through here because it's not gonna be pretty. A sealed baseball card for Derek Jeter that says Major League Baseball 2K6 on it. You know, if baseball cards were still worth anything, maybe that would be considered rare. I don't know. Player. I got this region-free DVD player that I bought back when that was kind of a hard thing to get and do, and I can't part with it. It's just a DVD player. I should probably throw it in the friggin' trash. Do I know where the Novan Falcon... I literally was just moving the Novan Falcon from on top of these boxes over to on top of the TV so that I can move this Neo Geo box. So yes, the Novan Falcon is well secured. Apex Digital AD600A. This was a good DVD player for a while because, again, it was region-free. And that was very handy. Nowadays, not so much. They still, you know, they still are worth, I was looking on eBay, and these things were selling for something. It was like a couple hundred bucks or something, wasn't it? Maybe not. Maybe it was like 50, but I'd have to look again. But I remember them being like enough money that I was like, well, I shouldn't just throw this away, which is the curse of so much of the stuff in here. Is you look it up and go like, ugh, I can't just toss this out. It's worth something, but not enough to hassle with going through the process of selling it. And so you just end up locked. I'm going to get going pretty soon. As my wife is almost back with the kids, and then it'll be lunchtime for them, and all this other stuff, so. Answering her text here real quick. Okay. Let's try and move this one last box. Too heavy.
Okay. Let's move this awkwardly shaped thing over here. And now we should have a pretty clean path. Oh, this Skyrim Collector's Edition box. That's fine, who cares? Who cares? It's fucking Skyrim. What is this box that's under it? This has a white PS4. It's got an Xbox One X, an Xbox One, an Xbox One S, a white PS4, some form of Xbox 360, my PS4 Pro, a bunch of cables and power strips and shit. Keyboard. I could use another keyboard. This is fucking keyboard. Oh, it's this loud fucking Razer thing. Yeah, it's loud as hell. Okay, well that's good. I found another keyboard. I need another keyboard for this outdoor computer, for this garage computer, for when I record stuff with Glenn. I've been moving the keyboard from my Mister back and forth. Anyway. Whew. It's now just about too hot to be doing this. 89 degrees, it says. Todd will... Yeah, well, hey. Let Todd find me. Out here. With this ripped up Skyrim Xbox 360 Collector's Edition box. I don't even know what's in there. Some fucking helmet or something. Or no, that's this one came with the dragon, right? The stupid dragon? I mean, the game's not in there. I clearly would have opened it up, taken the game out, and then said, look at all this garbage, and then thrown it in the garage for 15 years. Whew. Okay. Well, that's enough box moving for today. I'm going to blow some air off the keyboard here with my handy overpriced plug-in air duster. There's a level of grime on this caps lock key. I'm not a big caps lock user, so I don't know why that key in particular would get, like, you know, skin gunk on it. But it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Let's take this, wipe it a little bit here. That's not helping. I'm going to need something that can scrape to get that off, because that is on there good. That's yucky. That's yucky, I think is the official term. Anyway, I'm going to get going. Be back tomorrow with the podcast. And it's... I don't know. Tomorrow is my birthday. Yay. I don't know. But, yeah. Podcast tomorrow. And
Now there's no more gunk on this caps lock key. So that's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. Yuck. Have a good one, everybody. I will see you soon. Yeah, this screen is cracked. Man, yeah. Oh, well. Good run, burner Android phone. Maybe I need to buy a slightly newer burner. One that'll just take my SIM card. Because this is my iPad SIM card. Out of my iPad. And so, it's actually perfect. If you could get away with this. Because who wants to get phone calls, right? So if you could just get an iPad SIM that is like a data-only SIM and then put that into a phone instead of a tablet, that's living right there. Anyway. Take care. I'll see you.